Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Turn on any TV show or streaming service and ads for gambling seem inescapable. Whether it's casinos, apps, or sports betting, there are more legal ways to gamble than ever before. That means big money, but it can also mean more risk of addiction. WVIA's Roger Dupuis has been covering this issue for the next episode of Keystone Edition. Hi, Roger.
Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the beginning of this gambling boom in Pennsylvania, which was Act 42 of 2017.
Correct.
What was that? What did it do?
Okay, so Governor Wolf, at the end of October of 2017, signed a bill that legalized online gambling. It also expanded casino gambling in the state and permitted video gambling terminals at truck stops and airports.
Okay, so how has that changed things in the around 10 years since it's been signed?
Immeasurably. Sorry. So it's changed things immeasurably. What we've seen is that there's just been this explosion of interest in online gambling. Some of that was fueled by the pandemic, right? So that folks who could not go to a brick-and-mortar casino during that period turned to online gambling because it was an escape and it was something that they could do from the privacy of their own home. And what we've seen is that online gambling has begun to eclipse casino slot gambling in terms of revenue in the state. So that should tell you something. This is less than a decade.
Yeah, and you just touched on this a little bit, but how popular has online gambling, specifically sports betting, become over this period of time?
Yes. So some statistics for you. The Pennsylvania Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, in conjunction with Penn State and the Gaming Control Board, does an annual assessment. They conduct a report on the impacts of interactive gambling in the state. And in 2025, between 17 and 30% of adult Pennsylvanians engaged in some form of online gambling. Over 50% of the calls to the council's 1-800-GAMBLER line specifically mentioned online gambling as the most problematic form for the callers. And sports betting was the most popular online format for online gambling.
Why does it seem that these online platforms and sports betting in particular have become so popular and in some cases so addictive?
It is, think of it as a casino in your pocket, right? So you don't need to run to, you know, the casino or bingo parlor or your bookie, if you will. You can gamble from the privacy of your own home, from your car, let's be honest, at work, if you have the phone with you. So I think for a lot of folks who are interested, and particularly a lot of younger folks who wouldn't necessarily go to some of those traditional gambling methods, this is the easiest and, most addictive way to engage in their habit.
So continuing off of that, what are some of the downsides to all of this that you've encountered in your reporting?
Right. For some people, listen, it is a true addiction. And it leads to financial problems in their families and in some cases legal problems if they spend more or end up taking money from places they shouldn't to cover their losses. And so it's every bit as problematic as we've seen over the years with some other forms of gambling. It is a true addiction. I know a lot of folks may not see it that way, but the counselors who I spoke with and who you'll read about in my story and see on Keystone Edition talk a lot about how this is a very real problem for folks.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there anything that was surprising to you in the course of your reporting on this?
Sadly, no, to be honest with you, but something that you may find a little bit interesting or disturbing. I don't gamble other than the occasional lottery ticket, right? And I'm not judging anyone does, but in the process of reporting this story, there were times when gambling apps and ads popped up on my work computer and on my phone. And it was just a little bit chilling, right? That you know, we all joke about the phones listening. They do.
Absolutely.
They do. And it just struck me how easy it is for someone who may be prone to the suggestion to take up these apps, to go back to what you were asking before. It's right there in front of you.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. And for more on this topic, you can join our panel of experts for Keystone Edition, Online Betting, Gambling with Our Future, tonight at 7 on WVIA TV.